In terms of the capital, I should put more into other projects. Thank you. to celebrate all those that are supposed to be in the service, but those who might be participating in the actual program and part of what we have seen in the past, that they do not have the materials to actually participate in that program. 354 and 355. 356 and 357. Member of the end.
Thank you, Chair. Okay. If you're looking at the question that I get, and the scenario in 357, where compensation of employees is paramount, and the majority of funds is going to the NPO institution, for me this makes sense. Yeah? So this is where I was getting confused, because if I'm looking at the scenario in that program, it is not the same as this one, where you actually see that the money is actually going to the front line of service delivery. Part of that, I'm trying to better understand that management and service, part of it is social service, that are actually rendering the service themselves. But I'm still confused if you're looking at in terms of this program. Because this is where I stopped and said, okay, also, if on this side it can happen this way, why can't on the other program happen on this way? So maybe that's why you need to differentiate from so that I can understand it better. Then, Chair, I also need to get a clarity on the ECD and partial care. That's not really 54795 then. Maybe I'm confused by the partial care. Does the partial care refer to children? Or is it other people don't? Is it mainly children? So what are we referring to then?
Yeah.
If I can begin to understand, well, I understand ECD as a grant, but then partial care. So what programs?
Children are part of it.
Falling short in terms of helping people in the state. So let's now focus on psychosocial support and let the funds be redirected into that. And because we have to count these numbers also in terms of performance management, right? We downscaled the numbers and actually now we have actual targets now that are realistic as opposed to the question of projecting numbers which will come now to the question of support recruitment to say that these are the numbers we have reached, we could not answer that question. So this is improvement in the quality of services because our reporting of MND is in terms of monitoring the normal standards. So now we're having now the actual, the right number now. So we're stabilizing that people. So it's about the quality of services.
Also, we had a call back last year with regard to our aftercare service for victims, specifically women, gender-based violence victims. So we had decided for each victim to give 6 sessions of aftercare after that being debriefed. We did not do that in much of cases. So then after the pickup, we are focusing more on team therapy and aftercare services as a core focus with victims. So our numbers go down, but I can guarantee that we will not refer every single person away from Johnson. So the session is funding based on, but it includes additions we never had in the 90s of 6 sessions of aftercare of the person that's been abused.
Okay.
More
kind
of
or
on the this budget, if you go back a couple of years, in fact, we go back, no, not just go back a couple of years, the new budget was 1 million. One to recapture a car of 10 million. Make it 1 million. And this is massive progress, but as the HSE indicated, we've moved also the other parts of youth. For instance, in this budget, the part of care is not for they also saw the young people and children, young children and kids and young people involved in there. But there's a number of other programs, but this is a youth program in our community development. Just to come to the feeding issue, and it's not logical because every school got a kitchen. That's kind of our idea for nutritional feeding or whatever. So there we came with children's level of food from outside and the substandard nature of that. I still said in this that I think they will handle a lot different to chocolate. I mean, I think it would make more sense to live it in the case of problem around the food. So that's the whole issue around that.
In the
book
that you questions that you have on all of the pages that you have, right? Can you not take in the administration as people thought this guy was nothing kind of neutral. And I'm trying to understand why, how are those allocators to work and why do we include no such arrangements in the neutral?
Okay,
next
question.
Okay. Ms. Chair, I'll ask the CFO regarding the superintendent increase in consultancy, increase in transport, and increase in rent for the
hiring. In terms of the consultants and professional services, this is a new amount that we received, the 1.3 million. In terms of our clients, I think it's transport in terms of that. And it's all based on the needs that we see. So in terms of the needs that we receive, we then budget accordingly. So the year looks like decrease in terms of. Service across
Thank you.